again. Excuse me a second as I get things hopefully set up here. Say good morning, one and all. Very thankful to be gathered together in the name of Jesus. Lord, we acknowledge that you alone are worthy of all praise and adoration, that you are the Lord God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and that you're the one that brings us together to your word. And we ask, Holy Spirit, that we would be responsive to you as you prepare and make us that people which honors you above all else, your family in Jesus. Amen and amen. Okay. Please stand as we declare the Shema and read the Word of God together in that recognition that we are before God in His holy and His awesome presence. The Shema. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Ve'ahavta et Adonai Eloheika, Ve'akol Lavaka, Uvekol Neshevka, Uvekol Madeka, Ve'ahavta raka kamoka. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might, and love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. Our corporate reading this morning is the 12th chapter of 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 12, beginning with verse 1. 1 Kings 12. Then Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel had come to Shechem to make him king. Now it came about when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, heard of it, that he was living in Egypt, for he was yet in Egypt, where he had fled from the presence of King Solomon. Then they sent and called him, and Jeroboam and all the assembly of Israel came and spoke to Rehoboam, saying, "Your father made our yoke hard. Now therefore lighten the hard service of your father and his heavy yoke which he put on us, and we will serve you." Then he said to them, "Depart for 3 days, then return to me." So the people departed, and King Rehoboam consulted with the elders who had served his father Solomon while he was still alive, saying, "How do you counsel me to answer this people?" Then they spoke to him, saying, "If you will be a servant to this people today, will serve them, grant them their petition, and speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever." But he forsook the counsel of the elders which they had given him, and consulted with the young men who grew up with him and served him. So he said to them, "What counsel do you give that we may answer this people who have spoken to me, saying, 'Lighten the yoke which your father put on us'?" And the young men who grew up with him spoke to him, saying, "Thus you shall to this people who spoke to you, saying, 'Your father made our yoke heavy, now you make it lighter for us.' But you shall speak to them, 'My little finger is thicker than my father's loins. Whereas my father loaded you with a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father disciplined you with whips, but I will discipline you with scorpions.'" Then Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam on the third day, as the king had directed, saying, "Return to me on the third day." And the king answered the people harshly, for he forsook the advice of the elders which they had given him. And he spoke to them according to the advice of the young men, saying, "My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to your yoke. My father disciplined you with whips, but I will discipline you with scorpions." So the king did not listen to the people, for it was a turn of events from the Lord that he might establish his word, which the Lord spoke through Ahijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. When all Israel saw that the king did not listen to them, the people answered the saying, "What portion do we have in David? We have no inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel. Now look after your own house, David." So Israel departed to their tents. But as for the sons of Israel who lived in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. Then King Rehoboam sent Adoram, who was over the forced labor, and all Israel stoned him to death. And King Rehoboam made haste to mount his chariot to flee to Jerusalem. So Israel has been in rebellion against the house of David to this day. And it came about, when all Israel heard that Jeroboam had returned, that they sent and called him to the assembly and made him king over all Israel. None but the tribe of Judah followed the house of David. Now when Rehoboam had come to Jerusalem, he assembled all the house of Judah and the tribe of Benjamin, 180,000 chosen men who were warriors, to fight against the house of Israel to restore the kingdom to Rehoboam the son of Solomon. But the word came to Shemaiah, the man of God, saying, "Speak to Rehoboam the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and to all the house of Judah and Benjamin, and to the rest of the people, saying, Thus says the Lord, you must not go up and fight against your relatives, the sons of Israel. Return every man to his house, for this thing has come from me." So they listened to the word of the Lord and returned and went their way according to the word of the Lord. Then Jeroboam built Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim and lived there. And he went out from there and built Penuel. And Jeroboam said in his heart, "Now the kingdom will return to the house of David. If this people go up to offer sacrifices in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, then the heart of this people will return to their Lord, even to Rehoboam king of Judah, and they will kill me and return to Rehoboam king of Judah." So the king consulted and made two golden calves, and he said to them, "It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold your gods, O Israel, that brought you up from the land of Egypt." And he set one in Bethel, and the other he put in Dan. Now this thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one as far as Dan. And he made houses on high places, and made priests from among all the people who were not of the sons of Levi. And Jeroboam instituted a feast in the 8th month, on the 15th day of the month, like the feast which is in Judah. And he went up to the altar. Thus he did in Bethel, sacrificing to the calves which he had made. And he stationed in Bethel the priests of the high places which he had made. Then he went up to the altar which he had made in Bethel on the 15th day in the 8th month, even in the month which he had devised in his own heart. And he instituted a feast for the sons of Israel and went up to the altar to burn incense. Thank you, Lord, for your life and truth. And we ask that you would accomplish everything that you intend for us in our time together in your word as your people. Amen. Please be seated. 1 Kings 12:24. Thus says the Lord, you must not go up and fight against your relatives, the sons of Israel. Return every man to his house, for this thing has come from me. So they listened to the word of the Lord and returned and went their way according to the word of the Lord. In this morning's reading, we have the very sad accounting of how the nation of Israel split asunder when King Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, ascended the throne of his grandfather David and his father Solomon. It was under Solomon that the nation of Israel was at its zenith in terms of the amount of land that was occupied and governed. This was the strongest and largest that the ancient country of Israel would attain. The tribes of Israel were then wrested from the control of the house of David by the working power of God in that divine judgment against the harlotry and the idolatry that was practiced under the domain of Solomon. This man, the wisest of human history, was too foolish in the manners of how to remain steadfast and vibrant to the commitment that was made before the only true and living Lord God Almighty. As much as he had been faithful and sincere in his dedication to Jehovah at the beginning of his reign over the nation, so fully had he chosen the ways of the world. He was turned away from Jehovah by his acceptance of the idolatrous beliefs of his wives and his concubines. He had committed the gravest of sins by allowing the worship of their gods to take precedence to that dedication and pledge to reverence and to adore Jehovah alone. As a result, when his son Rehoboam ascended the throne, the response to the people's plea for a more lenient leadership was met with such intense and deliberate hostility that the people of Israel rebelled, and thus the nation was split asunder. Rehoboam was left with but a small fraction nation amounting to just the tribe of Judah, the tiny tribe of Benjamin, and a few other people who were true in their hearts to the Lord God Jehovah. The rest of the nation, the rest of the people followed Jeroboam and became the northern tribe, that northern nation called Israel. Those that stayed with Rehoboam became the nation that was called Judah, with the two never to reconcile. Eventually, both would become engulfed by the nation of Babylon. The remnant population of Judah was eventually returned to Jerusalem and the surrounding land, but never to be that powerful witness of Jehovah as under King David. The passage that we have read is what was being dealt with when King Rehoboam gathered what warriors he had and was planning to attack the tribe of the north. He conceived a vain attempt to reunite the entire people under his kingship. This was not the plan of God to take place. It had been the working might of God which had wrested the nation from under the hand of Rehoboam in the first place. What was being planned by Rehoboam was a fruitless and useless attempt to try to undo that which God had wrought. That would never take place. The gathered warriors heard the word of the Lord that was spoken against this action. Each one then went home, leaving none to go forth in this vain attempt to reestablish that which Jehovah had broken asunder. This time at least, the people listened to the word of the Lord that was spoken against such a futile action. That was not the case when that first group of the tribes of Israel was on the border of the promised land, if you will recall. They had come to the land of milk and honey, but had rebelled when Joshua and Caleb, those two faithful spies of the promised land, had strongly urged them to follow the Lord and to trust Him and to go into the land and to conquer it under the banner of Jehovah. Rather, that people listened to the words of those other spies who were afraid of the giants in the land. They forsook their faith and their trust in God to go before them. Therefore, they were doomed to die in the wilderness. Their children would be the ones to enter into the land of God's promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. However, that next morning, after they had forsaken God's promise, those faithless parents that decided that they would try to do it with their own human feeble efforts, they gathered themselves together thinking that they could do in their own power that which only God would accomplish. Moses warned them sternly, as is recorded in Numbers 14, 40 through 45, that it was a useless endeavor that would not bring them to a successful conclusion. Stubbornly and with awful consequences, they refused to listen to the word of the Lord that was spoken to them. Numbers 14, 40 through 45. In the morning, however, they rose up early and went up to the ridge of the hill country, saying, "Here we are, have indeed sinned, but we will go up to the place which the Lord has promised." But Moses said, "Why then are you transgressing the commandment of the Lord when it will not succeed? Do not go up, lest you be struck down before your enemies, for the Lord is not among you. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites will be there in front of you, and you will fall by the sword, inasmuch as you have turned back from following the Lord, and the Lord will not be with you." But they went up heedlessly to the ridge of the hill country. Neither the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord nor Moses left the camp. Then the Amalekites and the Canaanites who lived in that hill country came down and struck them and beat them down as far as Hormah. Any time that we try to do something on our own, apart from the guidance and the direction of God, we are doomed, especially if it is something that goes against what He has spoken. We will fail miserably because we will not be going in the power and with the presence of God. We forsake the reality that He is the one who goes before us, and that the victory is His to perform, and for which He to be honored and adored and praised. We may have some limited success in terms of human calculation and acclaim, but we will have lost the greatest treasure of eternity in the working might and dominion of God. Our meager human success will breed only further necessity for God to blow against all that we have put into place by the feeble and inferior and fleeting efforts of our humanity. What God does lasts forever. What we may be able to accomplish through our power and our might will crumble swiftly into the dustbin of eternity. Later, in the history of the nation of Judah, King Amaziah had great plans of conquest. He did listen to the voice of God pronounced through a godly prophet in the matter of attacking the Edomites. We have this recounted for us in 2 Chronicles 25, 5 through 10. He had tried to bolster the ranks of his army by paying for the services of 100,000 soldiers from that estranged nation of Israel. However, when he was warned not to use them, since they were no longer part of a faithful people of God, Amaziah did send them away. 2 Chronicles 25, 5 through 10. Moreover, Amaziah assembled Judah and appointed them according to their father's households, under commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds throughout Judah and Benjamin. And he took a census of those from 20 years old and upward, found them to be 300,000 choice men, able to go to war and handle spear and shield. He hired also 100,000 valiant warriors out of Israel for 100 talents of silver. But a man of God came to him saying, O king, do not let the army of Israel go with you, for the Lord is not with Israel, nor with any of the sons of Ephraim. But if you do go, do it. Be strong for the battle. Yet God will bring you down before the enemy, for the God has power to help and to bring down. And Amaziah said to the man of God, But what shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the troops of Israel? And the man of God answered, The Lord has much more to give you than this. Then Amaziah dismissed them, the troops which came to him from Ephraim, to go home. So their anger burned against Judah, and they returned home in fierce anger. Those dismissed warriors of the northern tribes of Israel began to attack some of the cities of Judah as they went home in their anger. Amaziah was successful in his attack on Edom. However, this proved to be his downfall. He was so enamored with this accomplishment that he forgot that it was the Lord who went before him. He even took to himself the gods of the Edomites, and he began to worship them. In his prideful arrogance, he then decided to try to restore the full kingdom and to attack Israel to the north. Amaziah refused to listen to the word of God against all that he had begun to do, just as Solomon had become vain and turned away from the God Jehovah. Amaziah wanted to bring all the nation together under his sovereignty as king on the seat of the throne of David. He felt that he could do that which was not so ordained by God. He was warned against this folly. At that point, however, he refused to listen to the word of the Lord, and he was soundly defeated in battle. This is recounted for us in 2 Chronicles 25, 17 through 24. 2 Chronicles 25, 17 through 24. Then Amaziah, king of Judah, took counsel and sent to Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, the king of Israel, saying, Come, let us face each other. And Joash, the king of Israel, sent to Amaziah, king of Judah, saying, The thorn bush which was in Lebanon sent to the cedar which was in Lebanon, saying, Give your daughter to my son in marriage. But there passed by a wild beast that was in Lebanon and trampled the thorn bush. You said, Behold, you have defeated Edom, and your heart has become proud in boasting. Now stay at home, for why should you provoke trouble that you, even you, should fall and Judah with you? But Amaziah would not listen, for it was from God, that he might deliver them into the hand of Joash, because they had sought the gods of Edom. So Joash, king of Israel, went up, and he and Amaziah, king of Judah, faced each other at Beth Shemesh, which belonged to Judah. And Judah was defeated by Israel, and they fled each to his tent. Then Joash, king of Israel, captured Amaziah, king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, at Beth Shemesh, and brought him to Jerusalem, and tore down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner 400 cubits. And he took all the gold and silver and all the utensils which were found in the house of God with Obed-Edom and the treasures of the king's house, the hostages also, and returned to Samaria. The consequences of this disregard for the spoken word of God by Amaziah resulted in a great tragedy for the nation of Judah. Not only were they completely defeated, but the treasury of the house of the Lord was looted, and many of the people were brought captive to Samaria. This utter disregard and effort of human endeavor brought complete destruction, not just upon Amaziah, but upon so many of the people over whom he had so subjugated into this sinful action. That is something we have to always recognize with our walk on this earth. It is never only about us. Our actions and reactions involve numbers of peoples far beyond our immediate consideration. So many watch carefully and are affected by and in the manner in which we live on this earth. When we disobey, we bring down the judgment of God upon ourselves and upon those who are so entwined in our places of influence and who are swayed in the course of our decisions. It is never just about us. Our lives are filled with all manner of interactions and connections of weighty authority beyond that which we see or recognize. We must ever show those who are watching that we will obey God no matter what the road, no matter what the cost, no matter what. We will obey the Lord. So be it. Thus says the Lord, you must not go up and fight against your relatives, the sons of Israel. Return every man to us, for this thing has come from me. So they listened to the word of the Lord and returned and went their way according to the word of the Lord. Amen.